Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this podcast, welcome back to the Apples Podcast. Today, it's just me, Nachi. I know, you're probably thinking, this girl already talks too much in the other episodes, man. Now we have to do another entire episode just listening to Nachi's voice. I'm sorry, guys. First of all, we have recorded other episodes, but I do most of the editing, and it's just been so crazy finding the time to sit down and edit. It's been insane. A lot of things have been going on, but anyways, I guess that'll be for a different podcast. I just decided to come on here to kind of give you guys something in the interim whilst we're waiting for these amazing, we've honestly recorded the most amazing episodes. Whilst that is, you know, kind of, it's getting ready to be edited, I thought I would jump on here and do a no-edit podcast, which I am already regretting because it's just weird knowing that everything I say is going as it is. But anyways, a lot of people have asked me to speak about how to get started in your career. And before there's someone out there listening to this and thinking, who's even asked that? People have asked me, okay? I wouldn't do this if no one has asked me. And I've actually been reluctant to do content like this because to some extent I just feel like I'm just not the sort of person to curate content for this purpose. I would rather, you know, speak to someone one-on-one and take whatever individual circumstances they're in and we kind of make a plan using that and going with that. But you know, who knows who this might be helpful to. And if someone is listening and you think this is helpful, definitely reach out to me. It might be very hard for me to find the time to help you properly, but we'll just try and see what we can do because I am extremely passionate about people realizing their potential and doing the best that they can. I'm on that journey myself. I am not saying that, you know, Nimfika, I've arrived. I have not. And there's still a lot that I need to work on. One of my weaknesses, for instance, is I lack discipline and I lack focus. And I just can be so lazy. But that's not what today is about. Today we're going to focus on my strengths. So those of you who don't know me very well and just sort of listen to this podcast sporadically, the reason why a lot of people have asked me to talk about starting off in your career is I think I can confidently say that I have started my career really well. I can't exactly talk about my job on the internet, but I currently work in technology, in investment banking. And I mean, not investment banking, sorry, investment management. And at the moment, it's something that I am extremely proud of. I extremely love it. I am extremely happy about it. But at the same time, one of my dreams is just for us to grow together and move together and just realize life together and achieve things together. So as I'm on this journey, again, I am literally just at the beginning and I've got so much area to cover, but I have covered something already that I can help others with. So anyway, this is three minutes me just talking about, I don't know what I've been talking about, but let's just jump right into it. The first thing that I'm going to say is be open-minded. One thing that I said to myself is to just say yes to everything, and then once I've said yes, I'm going to think about the repercussions whilst it's already in the process of happening. I literally sat down with myself and I just made a conscious decision that anything that comes my way, I'm going to say yes to. And when I did that, I saw my life starting to change. A lot of weird things started happening to me. I mean, for instance, I agreed to go to Germany on this program where I essentially live with a very traditional German family whilst going to school in Germany. Let me just tell you, this story does not end well. My host parents in Germany turned out to be psychotic and I ended up leaving in the middle of the night. And yeah, that's a dramatic story for a different podcast, but I still learned something from that experience. Don't underestimate the lessons that you can get from anybody, any experience, anything. say yes to everything, especially when you're in the beginning. You haven't really achieved anything. You don't really have much experience in literally anything, whether it's life, whether it's work, whether it's relationships. Just say yes to anything and everything. I mean, of course, I'm not saying go and do drugs. So, you know, someone gives you, I don't know, ketamine, and you're just like, yeah, no, fam, don't do that. But just be open-minded. Second thing, which kind of links to being open-minded, is do not put a limit on what you can achieve, and do not be limited by your surroundings and what you can see. Sometimes we don't have power over where we are, the position we're in, and who we're surrounded by. For instance, if you're born and raised in a village, you literally don't have a choice as to who you're surrounded by. Unfortunately, because of where you're born, you are surrounded by people that have lived in that surrounding, that have grown up believing a certain thing because of where you live. You get the idea. You can't control that, but you can control your thinking. You don't have to think the way everyone around you thinks. Think beyond that. Don't put a limit on that. And this is where reading books comes in, watching videos, just being open to knowledge, listening to knowledgeable content, even if you think it just doesn't apply to you, or it's something that's not interesting, or something that is not in your field. Be open, as I said in the beginning. But use these moments where you're learning, whether it's through reading, whether it's through listening to other people, use these moments to define your imagination, to define where you can go. If someone else can achieve something, you can do it too. There is literally no difference between that person and you. And do not also be distracted by what you can see. Sometimes what you can't see is more powerful than what you can see. And that sounds so abstract, but and I think I'm preaching to my future self. If ever a time comes where I think, you know, all hope is lost, I think I'm going to come back and listen to this podcast and use it to bring myself up, because these are the things that I have learned on this journey, and things that have genuinely elevated me to a place that I never thought I would be. Ever since my career started, I literally wake up every day in disbelief. I'm like, I don't believe it. Did I actually achieve this? This doesn't feel real to me, you know? And maybe this feeling is going to go away, but I guess I'm recording this for my future self too, to come back and to listen to it. Anyway, I am derailing. This is why doing podcasts with people, it just helps me, because I just need to be brought back to where I need to be brought back. What was I even talking about? Yes, do not let your surroundings dictate your imagination. You know, just because you're studying medicine and you've never seen a medical person become a successful serial entrepreneur before they even become doctors, just because you've never seen that, it doesn't mean in your vicinity, it doesn't mean that you can't do it, you know. Just because, you know, I know I come from Zambia, and I know that being from Zambia, sometimes because we see a limit on so many things. For instance, we say we don't have the resources to build A, B, C, and D. I think that fosters a mentality of I cannot do A, B, C because of this. And that is having an excuse. You should not live a life of excuses. Do not put a limit onto your thinking. And for me, I think this is more powerful than anything. And I can't stress this enough. Do not put a limit on your thinking. Do not. Number three. This is number three. Be able to see yourself in the future. Envision what you want. And this sounds very, you know, what people say, the whole, what's that thing again? I can't remember the word now, where you kind of manifesting. Yeah, that it sounds very much in the manifesting realm of things. But in my experience and talking to people and seeing other people my age who maybe haven't begun their careers in the way that they wanted to, I have noticed a pattern in essentially there is this massive inability to look at an opportunity and imagine yourself living that opportunity. And for some people, it comes naturally to them. For instance, for me, if I see an opportunity, for instance, I see a house for £200,000, even if I have £10 in my account, I can still envision myself living in that house. Even if I know well and good that there's £10 in my account and I have no plan. on how I'm going to get that 200,000 pounds. Just because you have no plan and just because you've got 10 pounds in your account, it doesn't mean you can't position yourself and dream about living in this house. No, allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to see that. And the brain is the most magnificent, spectacular thing. Once you do that, trust me, the way you think about life, the way you go for opportunities, the way you see opportunity, it changes. It changes. Just try it. Try it, and I can assure you it really, really makes a difference. Point number four, who you surround yourself with. This is a very difficult one because it's not easy to find, you know, everyone talks about finding a mentor. It's not easy to find a mentor. It's not easy to surround yourself with people who are achieving or who have achieved what you want to achieve, because sometimes, especially if you're a great dreamer, you know, the people around you perhaps may have just not reached that level of success yet. So this one is really difficult, but it kind of goes back to me saying, be open. There's a lot of people out there who have achieved great things who you can become friends with. And sometimes you kind of judge yourself and you've already decided that you can't be friends with this person. But you can. Position yourself to be friends with that person, whether it means taking up an interest in what they're interested in, whether it means, I don't know, just be creative with it. Just find a way to put yourself in these situations where you're meeting people who are achieving what you can achieve, because that is super important, super important. When I was doing a job, getting paid what I shouldn't be getting paid, because one thing you should know, I currently live in the UK and I have a computer science and software development degree, and there are certain degrees where graduates get paid more than graduates of other degrees, and computer science is one of them. But I was doing a job where I wasn't exactly getting paid what my peers with my degree were getting paid, and I sort of just, you know, I didn't think too much about it until one of my friends who same degree as me told me openly about how much he was getting paid and where he was going to work. And I was like, wait, what? Why is someone with less experience than me with the exact same degree getting paid more than me? And just having that sort of person in my vicinity, in my circle, made me think, okay, I need to strategize. I need something better for myself. I need to do something. And sometimes you don't even plan for that to happen. It just happens, because human beings are naturally competitive to some extent. So that's super important. The next thing I would say is leverage technology. Oh my goodness. How many times have we heard this? You know, there's free online courses. I won't say much on that because I am not exactly, you know, one to start and complete courses. I am notorious for beginning multiple online courses and leaving it a third way through. So I won't even speak much on that. But those who can, those who have the discipline to go ahead and finish it, like, I have seen people change jobs, switch jobs, because they have learned these new skills on the internet. Kudos to them. That's not some of us. But for me, the ways that I leverage the internet, I look for opportunities. I look for loopholes, because they're there. There's insane opportunities on the internet. And I have done spectacular things from just leveraging the internet, literally leveraging the online networks that exist. Oh my goodness, online networks, guys. My life has been changed by online networks. I got the amazing opportunity to work with Samsung and Digital Catapult. Digital Catapult is the UK's leading, essentially like a technology hub. And I was able to refine an app idea using their design thinking principles. And this just happened because someone in one of these online communities I'm in posted something about Samsung looking for bright minds to be involved in this. And I was like, I'm bright. I'm going to apply for this. And I ended up getting in. I ended up being picked top 25 out of over 500 applicants across the UK. And guys, that is literally just leveraging your networks, online networks. If you don't know how to come across these networks, reach out. Reach out to me. I mean, I can't really go into it right now in this podcast because I don't want it to be too long. But reach out to me. Reach out to other people on the internet. Look on YouTube and figure out how you can get involved in online networks, because there's no limit. You know, there's nothing like, oh, Muniku Zambia, you know, we don't talk to Zambians. There's nothing like that. As long as you've got internet. So leverage that, leverage that, leverage that, leverage that. Figure out how you work. Figure out how ideas spark up in your mind. One thing that I have gotten to learn about myself through throwing myself in literally any opportunity that there is, one thing I have learned is I'm the sort of person who, when I talk about my ideas, greater ideas spark. For some people, it's writing down. For some people, it's reading random stuff. Figure out what works for you, and you can only figure it out by trying. You literally need to put yourself out there. Be adventurous, and don't think anything is impossible. Just, guys, close your eyes right now. Close your eyes. I know there's some of you whose eyes are not closed. Close your eyes right now and think about, if money wasn't an issue, if time wasn't an issue, if any single resource wasn't an issue, think about where you want to be right now. What sort of life do you want? Where do you want to live? What do you want to have? Who are the sort of people that you want to interact with? Think about that. That is very possible. Whatever it is that is in your mind right now, that is so possible. It is. It's all about figuring out how. And how do you figure it out? Meeting new people. Be open. Like I said, if you don't know where to start from, reach out to people and ask them, where did you start? What decisions did you make? Where did you begin? Anyways, I can't believe I've been speaking for 16 minutes. That's insane. That is actually insane. I will end by saying the most important thing, I think, is believing in God and having people that genuinely believe in you and people that also have faith in God, because people who love God and love you will pray for you earnestly. Having people in your circle who want to see you succeed is such a powerful thing, because you can validate your ideas and never feel small, never feel ridiculous, because you know your ideas are damn mighty. Guys, let's all get on this journey together. Let's all do something and do something great. Not just anything. You know, in fact, do anything. Do anything. With the goal of greatness, because we can be great. We can be great. Actually, I will end by recommending a book that I read when I was a teenager. It's funny, now I try and read it. I'm almost 25 in about a week and a half. When I try and read it now, it's just not the same for some reason. It's so strange. But this book was, it belonged to my dad, and it's called Everyday Greatness, and it's a compilation of the greatest inspirational stories. It's by Stephen Covey, I think. And this book changed my life, and it changed the way I thought and the way I approached things. It changed the way I looked at what should be the center of my life. And yeah, I just hope that someone enjoys this and takes me along with them on their journey, because I'm on a journey too. And if we could do this together, there's just so much we can achieve together. But yeah, this was due to popular demand, and there you have it. If you need me to go into any detail as to anything that I've said, let me know. Yeah, have a good day. If it's nighttime when you're listening to this, good night, and thank you for listening this far. This has been a long time of me speaking. I'm shocked. I thought this was going to be 7 minutes, but I've done it.